Welcome to The Catch-Up. I'm Taylor Dobbs.
And I'm Annie Russell. This week, we are bringing you a big story, but don't worry, nobody is in danger.
But the State Health Department did call an urgent press conference announcing a Vermonter had traveled to West Africa and back. He's not showing any symptoms of Ebola, but he is in quarantine right now.
So the state actually held a press conference about this earlier this week. So I'm curious about the timeline. You know, when did you kind of find out about the press conference? What was the chatter in the newsroom like? What did you think the announcement was going to be? And then how did the afternoon unfold?
Right. So Tuesday, early afternoon, we heard that there would be a press conference called, which for those who aren't familiar, usually press conferences are announced like days in advance. But this one was called about an hour in advance. And all that they said about it, the State Health Department said, was that it was an urgent public health announcement. And I called the State Health Department's spokesman, and he said, oh, you should definitely be there. And so there was definitely this feeling of, okay, something big is going on. And of course, nationally, we're hearing so much about Ebola right now. And another reporter with another organization even tweeted that he had confirmed this conference was related to Ebola. So there was a kind of a tension in the air once we got there. Tons of reporters, a very big press conference, and we were thinking we would hear that, oh, Ebola's finally here.
So during the press conference, it was announced that a Rutland man had traveled to Africa. He does not have any symptoms of Ebola, and so he is being voluntarily quarantined right now. And what other information did you find out at the actual press conference?
Well, at the press conference, they wouldn't even say this guy's name or where he was from or anything like that. We just knew that a Vermont man had gone to West Africa, and he was back in Vermont now, at a, quote, rural location that was arranged by the state where he was going to be staying for 3 weeks in quarantine. So it was very mysterious. And then WCAX reported that the man's name is Peter Italia, and he'd been posting on Facebook extensively about his trip, and then he also posted about this quarantine. So that's kind of how the picture developed. It was partially through that press conference, and then online people came across his Facebook profile.
I was actually off work that day, but I was on Twitter, and I saw a lot of people who were upset about the kind of frenzy that this caused, because at the end of the day, this person does not have Ebola. Andrew, who tweets under the handle Geek Mountain State, tweeted, "Seriously, guys, someone traveling back from Africa isn't newsworthy." But what ended up happening on Twitter is that because all of these outlets were posting about this using words like Ebola and Vermont in the same sentence, if you do a Twitter search for Ebola Vermont, you see a number of folks who were either confused, who misunderstood what was being reported, or maybe are joking, or maybe are trying to spread misinformation because people were tweeting things like Ebola's in Rutland, Ebola's in Vermont. We have Ebola in Vermont now. So Vermont really got caught up in Ebola hysteria this week.
Definitely. And I think part of it was sort of the weirdness around the organization of the press conference. It was called last minute. It was an important announcement, but nobody would say anything. And then it was confirmed that it was related to Ebola, which was true ultimately. I mean, this is about quarantining someone for fear that he has Ebola, but he doesn't and he has no symptoms. So it was really kind of like everybody got really amped up and thought this was going to be a huge announcement. And then it was like, a guy just showed up from West Africa. Everything's pretty much going to be okay, but we're just being safe.
Yeah, and speaking of misunderstandings, I also wanted to bring up a New York Times story that was published recently, and some people have questions about whether that story was related to this individual, and what were you able to find out about that?
So the story essentially said that someone had posted on Facebook something about a time machine and going to West Africa with the intent of contracting Ebola and then bringing it back to the U.S., The New York Times story didn't have many details about that person, like where they were from or what their name was or even their gender. But other parts of that story line up kind of well with Italia's story. So I spent pretty much all day after the press conference trying to figure out, is this the same person that federal officials were worried about, or are we talking about two different people here? And I couldn't get any official comment from the government, But based on his Facebook postings, he was really there with the intent of helping Ebola patients in West Africa. So there's no confirmed link there. And like I said, officials have refused to comment, but it's definitely not a sure shot that this is the same guy.
And I'm also wondering, you know, if this isn't the New York Times guy, does this person deserve privacy? You know, this person is just a private citizen who traveled to Africa and came back and is now under a voluntary quarantine. And news organizations have been racing to try and find out his identity, his Facebook page, anyone who might know him, any way to talk to him. And so some of those reporting decisions seemed a little shaky around this week.
Well, that's a good point. And it's important to distinguish what the state did versus what journalistic organizations and Peter Attalia himself did, because the state was very careful to preserve his privacy. I mean, they wouldn't even say what part of the state he was in. The mayor of Rutland later confirmed that he's a Rutland resident. But the state was very careful not to disclose anything. What ultimately happened was Peter Attalia was publicly posting on Facebook about his travels. He was posting photos and using the Ebola hashtag and saying that he was quarantined very publicly on Facebook. So whether or not he deserves privacy if he wants it, he doesn't seem to want privacy. He's publicly posting about this. He's doing media interviews. It'd be very easy to just ignore media requests and stay in quarantine. No one knows exactly where he is still, so he could avoid the spotlight, but I think he's okay with talking about his experience.
And we should be clear, he went into the quarantine on October 27th, and so far he's shown no symptoms. And we've also been hearing a lot about quarantines around the country. Different states definitely have different approaches to how they're dealing with it, and it's become more than a public health issue. At this point, this is really a hot-button political issue.
Right. Like one of the big things this week has been Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, was in hot water for a little while because a woman came back and was in New Jersey. And Chris Christie at first said, you have to be in a hospital for the next 21 days in quarantine. And this woman was very unhappy with that idea. She's a nurse coming back from a very trying time and said she has the right to be at her home in Maine to be there for 21 days. And so ultimately, Chris Christie reversed that decision and she was able to return to Maine, where officials there said, you can be home, but you have to stay in your home for 21 days. And we found out this week that she wasn't happy with that either and left her house to go on a bike ride. California recently announced mandatory quarantines. And so this week's news about Vermont kind of fell into this national narrative about quarantines, and it's supposedly voluntary.
Right. And Governor Peter Shumlin has said that this quarantine in Vermont is voluntary, but he hasn't shied away from saying that he would impose mandatory quarantine if the situation warranted that. Meanwhile, Peter Attalia put the word voluntary in quotes on a post on his Facebook page. And there's an argument to be made that when you have police officers guarding you, maybe that quarantine is not so voluntary.
Right. And so it's unclear, you know, if he decided he wanted to leave, what would happen, if the police would make him stay or if they would have to let him go, short of some sort of mandate from the state government that says, no, you have to be in quarantine for 21 days.
And that's The Catch-Up. I'm Annie Russell.
And I'm Taylor Dobbs.
John Dillon was our editor.
Annie Russell produced.
Patty Regan did our theme music. And The Catch-Up is a production of VPR.
Ebola mania!
Whoa.
What?
Turn your mic down a little bit.